The increase would be the second in 2 years at the five-year-old building. City officials hope it will cut into an operating loss at assisted living. According to figures from the city, the facility over the past 9 months has been in the red by a little bit over $24,000, and that does not fund any depreciation of the building, an accounting tool meant to sock money away for repairs and replacing the building. The operating loss last year was just under $100,000. Assisted living has also had help from the city's general fund in repaying just under $200,000 in debt from the building's construction each year. City Manager Rich Underkoffler told the council that the increase would only make up for some of the money that the facility is losing.
This isn't going to cover all the depreciation or debt service by any means. It's only going to cover about a third of it. Mm. You know, and your goal was not to make it fully self-sustaining, but to make it less subsidized.
Right, as close
and,
to.
And so how did we come up with $1,000? We just said this is something that would make it less subsidized. It would make it more self-sustaining. It's so still not going to cover all the operating expenses or depreciation or the debt service. Going to knock off about a third of that subsidy.
Residents in assisted living will see an overall increase in their bills of $1,000. The hike is actually in service and food charges, not in monthly rent. It would raise an additional $144,000 each year from the 12 apartments. The council earlier this month decided not to raise the rent in 8 independent living elderly housing apartments in the new Manor building. Former council member Chris Norris, whose mother is at assisted living, said she could not understand how the city came up with the $1,000 increase.
I'm not asking you to subsidize the care that's being provided. I am asking you to consider subsidizing the debt service and the depreciation, because I think an inordinate amount is being asked to be carried on the backs of the people in assisted living, unlike the rest of the people. And I think that this community made a decision to have that facility. So I just don't see the breakdown and how you're arriving at the raise that you're doing. I understand your desire to decrease the subsidy, but I think you need to look at what is being subsidized and what's fair and equitable.
Norris pointed out that the facility raised rent last year $1,350 and said it was difficult to see the city's justification for this year's increase in the information provided by the city. Councillor Melinda Hofstad agreed there should be more information out about this proposal.
I think it's only fair to have all the information. That's a lot of money. And it's a lot of money increase that, you know, we're proposing here. And actually, I didn't propose it, so because in my mind, it's there was a big increase last year, and it's pretty hard to keep doing this. But
a year ago, the council agreed to forgive over $1.4 million owed by the facility to the city's general fund. That's the section of city government, including administration, public safety, public works, and other basic services paid for primarily by local property and sales taxes. Mayor Al Dwyer said he'd like to see the assisted living facility come close to breaking even, and Dwyer said he wanted to avoid more general fund subsidies.
We sacrificed and took $1.6 million out of the general fund and took care of that. Now we wanted to stop the bleeding. At least slow it down so that we don't have another $1.6 million we've got to give in another 3-4 years.
Ultimately, the mayor and council agreed they wanted more information on the justification for the increase. Here's Councillor Ed Sarf, followed by Mayor Dwyer and Councillor Hofstad.
If I were in her position, I would want to see a breakout of what these things are, just like she's asking for.
We can give that to you.
Yeah. I wanted her and all the rest of the families have as much as we have on it.
And Mr. Mayor, just one comment. I mean, I think this is going in the right way, but here's the problem eventually. Eventually what this is going to mean is that the manor will not be able to exist, you know, the assisted living. Because sooner or later, when we really don't have the money in the city is not going to be able to subsidize it. And I think that's why people are, you know, I mean, even though it's a hard pill for me to swallow, and I don't know if I can swallow it, but that's what everybody's trying to do, is make it so we can keep this place open.
The council was unanimous in agreeing to table the ordinance. It still needs approval in second and third reading before it takes effect. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.